experience, and you're envisioning a rap video full of champagne and strippers. Turns out instead of champagne, you'll get the cheapest vodka possible. Straight poison. You think you aren't even getting drunk from chugging the bottle. Then all of a sudden, it hits you. Wasted. You're tongue deep in one of the now shoeless Uggos you took the cab ride over with, because coincidentally, she's the only chick you've spoken to this entire trip. You realize your shirt has been on the whole time. What the hell is wrong with you? You pound your chest and rip off your express button down. Your boys are cheering you on. You're certain this act solidifies a handy from this chick. You step away to craft her another cocktail of ice, vodka, and a splash of water. The moment you look up, she's nowhere to be found. Spring break took her. Another one bites the dust. Your entire squad is blacked out beyond belief for the second time in one day. How is this possible? Somehow you make it back to your room and pass out with your contacts in. You don't even wear contacts. You wake up in the morning with porn on your iPhone. There's only Wi-Fi in the lobby, so it looks like you had a 3G that night. This is going to cost you like $600. You don't even know if you nutted. Oh, yeah, you did. You definitely nutted. Flood in the basement. Now that you're up, there's no chance of going back to sleep. There's already heavy wheezy blaring from the neighbor's room, and you're catching some 9 a.m. FOMO. You think about showering, but remember there's a pool. Good enough. Hit the buffet beforehand. Shovel down some cold scrambled eggs and a couple of breakfast brews. Bro tip. Start drinking before your body realizes it's hungover. Beat it to the punch. With punch. Beer punch. AKA beer and orange juice. This is your first full day at the pool. So you're going to storm over like it's D-Day at Normandy. Before anything happens, you're 4 tequila shots deep. Spring break shots are like blinking. You don't try to do it, but it's always happening. Now you found yourself in a circle of people. You know none of them, but you're all best friends for life, you swear. You cheers to anything and everything, sometimes twice. You're all screaming unbelievable requests at the bartender who can't even speak English, and has to feed his family off the tips you're not giving him. Every time you step away from the circle, you return with a round of drinks for the familia. You feel like you're part of the Fast and the Furious crew. This process repeats itself for 7 more days. You lose track of time and feel like you're a citizen of Mexico. This feels like home. You even got a haircut from the local barber. Don't get too comfortable. A couple blinks later, you wake up hungover and realize your plane leaves in an hour. You catch a glimpse of yourself in the mirror and realize there's no time for goodbyes. Sure, you're the most shredded you've ever been, but you're also a twig. All those months of cutting and bulking and cutting and bulking over and over. You wonder, was it all worth it? Terrible question, you know it was. Your spring break was so legendary, your fans can smell the tequila through your social media. Take a second to appreciate this moment and how far you've come. Happy? Good. 'Cause it's time to get back to the fucking gym, you skinny bitch. You don't have much time. Summer's only a few weeks away. Stage 5. Gym Rat. Congratulations are in order. You have officially taken shape. Take a minute to think about what you once were and where you are now. We all started as primordial ooze, but some of us kept evolving. Like you. At this point, dudes are actually coming up to you in the gym, asking you how you got your triceps to look like that. When you go home for Thanksgiving break, you are the hometown hero. Sometimes you're even keeping a button down on long enough to unveil those cannons after a single beer, because you barely drink anymore. Empty calories. You'll stop in the middle of a crowded street to catch a glimpse of your reflection in a store window. Better yet, if the light is right, your shirt is coming off and it's a one-man photo shoot. You no longer practice competition poses in your bathroom, but out in the open, in front of your roommates, who now fucking hate you. But you can't tell because you can't see them. They can definitely see you because you are the human form of glory. At this point, You've achieved women, yet you spend all your time in the gym surrounded by other dudes just like you. Your competitive instincts kick in, and you develop the urge to be the biggest dude wherever you go. You're constantly sizing up other dudes and the details of their body. You compare yourself to every guy, and you are constantly unhappy with yourself and all that you achieved to this point. I'm so proud. You are a certified meathead. You have eaten, lived, and breathed bro science. You are now professor to many protégés whose first names you don't know. You're moving at a rapid pace through the evolution of the lifted man. Keep listening to find out how to maximize your gain potential. Learn simple mental exercises, like how to make sure your mind doesn't ever think about taking a rest day, or how to get a pump while you're at home doing everyday activities. Go forth, soldier. Chapter 35. New Gym Checklist. Okay, you just joined a new gym and are about to hit your first workout. Don't expect to just walk in, jump into your workout like it's your old gym. You're the new kid at school. And if you don't play your cards right, before you know it, you'll be that kid that's sexually aroused by dragons playing Foursquare by himself at recess. You really want to be that kid that never changes for gym class? Didn't think so. Your first workout is all about posturing. You want to try really fucking hard to look cool without looking like you're trying really fucking hard to look cool. Follow this new gym checklist to make sure you'll be sitting with the cool kids. Make sure your gym doesn't say Planet Fitness on it. Planet Fitness prides itself on not pushing its patrons to get fucking huge. That's not a place you want to be in. Rock your best gym outfit. Make sure it's freshly laid out for you the night before. I'm talking the best gear no one's ever seen. You gotta drop a couple Benjamins at the Nike store? No problem. Put it on the credit card. You'll pay off your debt in swag. Pre-workout. Take the maximum dosage. It's like popping Viagra before your prom. You can get the job done without it, but you want to stack the odds and swing the bone hammer. It's not a question of how much you should take. It's a question of how much you can take. Score a primo parking spot. This is your grand entrance. You want everyone to see you drive up and take the stage before you get inside and realize you have no idea where the fuck you are. Pull the I don't know what the fuck I'm doing bicep pump. This accomplishes two things. One, you can scope out the gym without standing around looking like a noob. And two, you grab a Nectar bicep pump before you move about the gym and are immediately judged. Judged by how huge your arm cannons are. Have a plan. Don't ever look lost. If the piece of equipment you plan to use next gets taken, don't panic. And most of all, don't stand around with your thumb in your ass. This is the equivalent of standing in the middle of the lunchroom holding your tray. You might as well wave a sign that says, I still have lice. Jump on the nearest piece of equipment and start doing curls. Find the biggest dude. Make sure that dude is you. They say if you are the most successful person in the room, then find a new room. If you are the biggest dude in the room, make that room your gym. Maintain hard face. The key to looking cool is looking completely unapproachable. Weird thing is, when someone starts talking to you, your voice becomes softer than a lamb's orgasm. Go heavy. Even though their eyes aren't on you, and they don't even know you're there, trust me, everyone's looking at you. You're under the microscope. Give them something big to look at. See if it's cool to take your shirt off. And by see, I mean take it off wherever there are the most mirrors and put up some weight. Find the best lighting. There's one spot in every gym that has lighting like a real-life Instagram filter. Find this spot. Do all your lifts here. Engage stealthy stealth mode on your phone. Sound off, flash off. If you're lifting, you're going to be taking selfies. This is the law of nature, like Fibonacci and shit. But don't get busted snapping selfies if you're the new guy. Do some random show-off workouts that have nothing to do with your current workout. Whatever your strongest exercise is, just fucking do it. Anything to show off. If you're working back, but you can bang out hundos on shoulder press, grab a couple sets. If you can bang out muscle-ups, but know damn well they have nothing to do with any of your workouts, what are you waiting for? Wrap up with some cardio. This will be the first and last time you do cardio in this gym. Do it for the ladies. Show them you're well-rounded. Follow my steps, and that gym will be yours by the end of your session. Every chick in the gym is going to chase after you, asking for your autograph as you walk to your car. Give them a smile and tell them you'll be back tomorrow. Twice. Chapter 36. How to get hyped for a lift. Listen, even Zeus had days when the last thing he fucking wanted to do was go to the gym. You're only human, bro. We've all been in that place when you're on a 36-day gym streak, but nothing sounds better than eating some bar nachos, pouring pitchers of Bud Light down your throat, and talking to chicks about how sick your tailgates are. You can't help it. We all have needs. Lifting heavy-ass weight and being a fucking truck house is hard. Sometimes when pure might, animal strength, full-rounded scoops of gnaw pump, and crippling inadequacy issues aren't enough to complete a lift, you need to find ways to gain that mental edge and mind-fuck your brain pussy into beast mode. When it comes to lifting, your brain is your best, worst friend. Your brain is that one bro that's always pushing you to do shit like, yo, you could def clear that pong table long ways, when he knows your body is physically not the one for the job. Without your brain, you're a vegetable. And vegetables are for runners and that annoying vegan chick spamming your Instagram feed. Hashtag eat with intention. Use your brain to constantly remind your body that it isn't good enough and needs to be in the gym when you have one of those days where all you want to do is crush the new Destiny on Xbox for 12 hours straight. Don't go running off using your brain muscles for books and word sandwiches and shit. Use it to lift heavy things. Here are some methods to hype yourself up and get that mental pump. Pre-gym pump porn. Cue up YouTube and watch some dude that you admire a little bit too much physically and look up to a little bit too much emotionally. His spiritual rants and or threats to your life will make you think you can get to his level. And this will keep you motivated just long enough to blast out a few hard lifts, roughly equivalent to the time it takes reality to set in. Pre-workout. When nature isn't enough, the mystery chemicals and shiny words on every pre-workout canister will inject strength directly into your body via triple blue explosion berry. The walk around. The hardest part is over. You've actually made it to the gym. Now circle your weight like a shark circling its prey. Mutter crazy shit, bang your fists together, and let the weights know about their impending doom. It's not a rest for you, it's a rest for the weights. Go to SmackDonald's. Pain is an excellent motivator. Remember, you're on the path to becoming a freak beast. Soon you will start looking more like an animal than a man. And it's time to start behaving like one. You want to walk into the zoo and be led straight to your cage with the other gorillas. So get angry. Smack yourself. Wake your muscles up the old-fashioned way by smacking yourself. But not by doing actual smack. Come on, bro. If you don't want to abuse yourself, get your best bro to start smacking your chest and arms. There is zero doubt that this will piss you off and get the blood flowing through your veins like fresh lava. You're going to want to throw up so much weight, the entire gym will shut down. Violence is the answer. The muscle monk. Huddle over your weights like you're praying for forgiveness for these sins you're about to commit. See you in fucking church. Head down, stare at yourself in the mirror under your eyebrows. You look like Scorpion from Mortal Kombat. Mentally tell yourself how badass you are. The coach. When it's not enough to just think it and do it, verbally tell your body what to do. Let small, incomplete phrases slip out through your breathing. Don't worry about getting loud with it. You're going to bang around so much weight in a few minutes that no one will be the wiser. The one-upper. You're a highly competitive beast whose entire existence revolves around one-upping. get that gym motivation by letting your bro go first, then grabbing whatever weight is the next heaviest for your set. Put it up and put him down. Your ego is doing the legwork here. And by legwork, I mean chest work. The beat dropper. Crush your workout to the private rave you have going on in your head. Crank the volume up to full blast for your first few sets to set the workout in motion. The beat drop is your momentum. Everyone will be saying, yo, bro, that was sick how you banged out that lift right when the beat dropped. You're a cool guy and also much bigger than me as well. You should compete. Aren't you glad you got up off the couch? The show off. This is self-explanatory. You put on the show and they get off. Nothing gets you more hyped like blasting out 65-pound incline dumbbell press next to a chick just passing by who doesn't even notice you on her way to the exit to blow a boyfriend who lifts more than you. Hashtag pussy wizard. The yell. The weights have been bad. They need to be spanked. With your mouth. Yell at them. Scare the weights. And the people around you. The adrenaline you'll build up from being a huge spectacle will carry you through the lift no problem. Stretch arms strong. Nothing prepares you for a lift like violent stretches that lead to sick shoulder impingement. People are going to be watching you stretch so aggressively, they'll be scared about what's going to happen afterward. But they're going to watch to be part of the spectacle. Build up the anticipation of the onlookers with your intense stretches and foam rolling. By the time you set up for your first rep, your fans will be cheering from the sidelines. The intro workout sup guy. You look like a complete tool. But you're getting a ton of placebo energy from that ambiguous pink liquid stinking up the entire gym with each sip. Keep it up and be sure to renew your gold card at GNC, chump. The sneak attack. Remember, you have a brain. The weights don't. Lift the weights before gravity has a chance to make them heavy. The element of surprise comes before iron on the periodic table. The asshole shadow boxer. Revenge is the greatest motivator. Before you grab any iron, stand in front of the dumbbell rack and fight back the ghosts of the people who are stronger than you. Stare at yourself in the mirror so everyone can see that the champ is in the building. Keep punching Muhammad Smalley. The captive spotter. Grab a random dude that you want to prove yourself to and make him spot you. Ha, joke's on him. He can't help but spot you with his eyes. You got this dude Myron. His validation is like an extra scoop of pre-workout mid-set. Don't spot me. Watch me. Now that you know the secrets to gym motivation, you have no reason to ever take a rest day. So the next time your side chick hits you with the "you home" text and you're on your couch doing nothing but thinking about how you should be at the gym, you best hit her back with "nah. Heading to the gym." Chapter 37. Why rest days are bullshit. If you're like me, the only way to force yourself to rest is to physically handcuff yourself to your couch. With real police handcuffs that you don't have the key to. Hashtag a rest day. Now before I attempt muscle suicide by standing in here all day, let me tell you why rest days are bullshit. First of all, what is a rest day? It's a day taken off from lifting to allow your body to allegedly, but definitely not, recover and build muscle. It's pretty much a day spent in a coma. Rest means three things. One, the act of stagnant rotting. Two, the shit nobody wants. Like, hey bro, you want the rest of this shit? No, I don't want the rest. Three, idle hands are the devil's playthings. Which means if you rest, the devil is going to use your hands to jerk himself off. Is that what you want? Before you answer that, let's think about who rests. Idiot babies, saggy geezers, and the mentally unstable. Ipso facto, rest is for the weak. When you work out, you'll get stronger. So what the hell are you resting from? I don't have weekdays on my calendar, only strong days. Bro math. 7 strong days in a strong, 4 strongs in a month, 52 strongs a year. If you follow this method, before you know it, you'll literally have no more weekdays in your life too. People who say rest days are important are straight up ignorant. They are dark age simpletons who claim you build muscle while you rest. Okay, smart guy, if this is true, what about sloths? Checkmate. 3-pointer for the win. And it was a dunk. Resting does not mean that you have to take an entire day of rest. It just means that when you are not in the gym, you should always be resting. Have a job interview at your dad's accounting firm? Hand in your 2 weeks notice during the interview. Because the only thing you're counting from now on is how many hours of rest to squeeze in before you hit the gym. Found true love? Guess again, Jennifer Aniston, because you're married to the game. Got other hobbies or interests? We both know you don't. You're a gym rat, not a gym dolphin. You don't got any other tricks up your sleeve, because you don't wear sleeves. You got one thing on your mind. Where's the fucking cheese? That shredded cheddar? That pepper jacked? That Parmesan? Some people will tell you you're overtraining. These haters don't want to see people do better than them. Bro fact. Every time you get bigger, someone else gets smaller. No one's gonna help you make them smaller. They're gonna tell you to rest. Overtraining is like global warming. The only people that bitch about it are the ones who can't stand the heat. Fact of the matter is, I'd rather overtrain than undergain. The worst part about rest day is being alone with yourself without a pump. You love yourself if and only if you have a pump. It's those days when you're alone with your deflated self that you realize a pump is all you have going for you. It's like being in public without your phone. What are you going to do now? Be forced to talk to people? No way, bro. You want to take a rest day? Let me tell you how to take a proper rest day. Do only seated exercises. Train the rest of the muscles you always forget to hit. Like abs, calves, forearms, anything but legs. That's when you take a rest day. Follow my workout split. Monday, chest. Tuesday, arms. Wednesday, arms. Thursday, chest. Friday, arms. Saturday, chest and arms. Sunday, rest and arms. You're on your way to becoming one of the greats. One of the humans that only comes around once in a lifetime. You are the living example of what hard work for like 2 hours a day looks like. You think Steve Jobs or Mother Teresa could put up weight like you do? No shot. It's all on you. You actually have weight on your shoulders, cause it's shoulder day. The only thing you have in common with the best of the best is that you don't fucking rest. You have the unmatched determination to sacrifice normal human existence, fortune, and fame to wake up at 11 a.m. every day, wear sweatpants all day, and work out around 3 p.m. every single day. And it shows, bro, because you're looking huge. Now that you know how to properly rest when you're not ripping up the boneyard, keep listening to get learned on the best ways to grab a pump from home. Chapter 38. Extreme Pump Secrets, Home Edition. You just got back from the gym. What are you going to do? Play video games? No, you're going to superset your gym sesh with an at-home workout. Just because you leave the gym doesn't mean you're no longer a meathead. A true meathead brings his work home with him. Think of yourself as a single father with 6 kids. Biceps, triceps, chest, back, shoulders, and abs. And legs too. Always forget about them. Joint custody. I only see them every other weekend. If that. Caring for these muscle children is a full-time job. My muscles are my number one concern. Once I leave the gym, I'm already thinking about my next pump. 80% of my day is spent worrying I'm looking flat. The other 15% is spent learning percentages. A true bro scientist is all about sneaking in those secret pumps. Here are a few ways to snag those secret pumps at home, or as I like to call it, in my gym away from gym. Biceps. Mankind's sole purpose is to discover ways of keeping your bicep pump. There have been deep sea explorations devoted to searching for ancient bicep pump secrets below the Earth's surface. Yet there's one hiding right in your laundry basket. Let's say you're heading out to do some laundry. Just grab that hamper and sneak in some curls. Maybe there'll be some honeys in the laundry room. Hashtag curls for the girls. Triceps. Triceps are the biceps of the back of your arms. If you're getting a bicep pump, rest assured you're gonna want a tricep pump. It's like taking protein. You always want two scoops, but you can't do two scoops with just one scoop. Here's a great tip for that tricep pump. Swiffer your floors real hard. If you've ever Swiffered before, you know how hard you gotta push down to get those floors clean. 15 minutes of Swiffering and your triceps are gonna make your biceps jealous. Back. Science has yet to confirm if it's possible to achieve a back pump. But what does science know anyway? You want a secret back pump? Try on a lot of shirts. Any type of shirt would do. The up and down motion of putting a t-shirt on over and over will get your lats right. Trying to fit into that new button-down shirt that's two sizes too small involves the pulling motion needed to get that turtle shell. All that's left is calling your boy into the room and asking him to snap a pic of your back pump, because you just proved science wrong. Traps and forearms. Traps and forearms are body ornaments, straight-up decoration muscles. Nothing says swole Abraham Lincoln like having a thick neck and pumped forearms. You want a trap and forearm pump? Carry all your groceries in at once. Show everyone in your building how strong you are. You see an old woman or a weaker man pushing a shopping cart to the car? Get your ass over there, take the bags out of the cart, and do a sick farmer's carry all the way to the car. You're gonna pump your traps, improve your posture, and win the hearts of all the chicks who wish their boyfriends were more like you. Shoulders. When you have a good shoulder pump, you feel like nothing's wide enough for you, which it isn't. It's like, fuck it, you might as well rock a cutoff to the club and sleep in an airplane hangar. For that nasty shoulder pump, superset 5 minutes of shampooing with 3 minutes of conditioner. Do this for 4 sets, and you won't be able to fit out of the shower. Chest. Hugs. No out-of-the-gym movement engages all your chest like a good old-fashioned hug. Remember, this is for the pump and nothing else. Find the nearest human and wrap your arms around them like you're trying to cut off all the circulation to the brain. Your chest is going to pop out of your shirt, and the person you hugged will be thankful to have such a good muscle friend. Legs. You want a leg pump for whatever reason? This is a no-brainer. Take the stairs. Internet memes say that friends don't let friends skip leg day. I'm not sure where you found your friends, but you should probably find some new ones. Or just do what I do and not have any. Looks like I'm taking the elevator. Hashtag penthouse. Hashtag 69th floor. BOSU ball. Want to tighten up those abs before you hit the club? Kill two birds with one stone. Masturbate on an exercise ball. Flex nut. Follow my pump secrets and you'll have people miring 24/7. My findings have been tested by yours truly for the same amount of time it takes to become a doctor. So consider me Dr. Mazzetti, MD, most diesel. If any of you gym rats out there have any pump secrets of your own, be sure to email them to me via Twitter at BroScienceLife. Chapter 39, How to Fix Injuries and Imbalances. At this stage, you're addicted to the gym and you never want to rest. but you're starting to discover problems that arose from years of lifting without proper form. Fuck it. There's no going back now. You gotta be alpha all the time. The natural progression. A lot of protégés have been hitting me up on social media asking me if injuries are real. And the questions got me thinking. For the first 7 years of my lifting career, the only injuries I had were the ones I made up to get out of leg day. So no, I didn't believe that injuries were real. But now that I'm a little older, and my joints grind harder than the bottle thoughts in the club, well, I still don't believe injuries are real. Anything or anyone that gets in the way of my gym time has no time in my reality. That popping sound? That's not an injury. That's my joints clapping for me. Injuries are your muscles pushing bones out the way to make more space for themselves. Let me bring you back to the beginning. You started training through bro science. Your professor just grabbed you from the pound and threw you into the ring with the big dogs. He's been lifting since his dad forced him to join Pee Wee football, and day one, you jumped right into his workout. Mainly because he needed a spot. But you never built a foundation. You saw a plot of land, and you dropped a house on it like you're playing Monopoly. 10 years later, you step back and look at the house you built and realize, this shit is crooked as hell. You should have spent more time building the foundation. Now you're looking like a juiced up Quasimodo. But the past is the past. And now you're faced with two choices. Tear the house down and build that foundation right, or live larger and make that house bigger. I would actually rather build an entire house from scratch than try to rebuild my body. Nothing is worse than fixing your body's foundation, because it involves stretching. Everyone talks about how good stretching is, but have you ever seen a ripped muscle guy do it? No way, bro. Stretching is like taking a cycle off pre-workout. You know you should have cycled off 16 months ago, but you're gonna do it next week instead, or the week after. Like, it's cool to be flexible if you're a chick, because you can turn into a sex transformer in bed. But if you're a dude, what are you gonna do? Throw your leg behind your head while you're sticking it with that sick mish? No chick wants to see what horrors are hiding beneath your nutsack. It's like fucking Mordor down there, man. Let me guess, now you're gonna ask me whether you should start foam rolling. Maybe you complained about the nagging back pain you've had, and you were overheard by some gym shaman, the fucking spiritual healer of the gym. Not to be confused with Top Ramen, the noodles of the kitchen. Now Rafiki over here tells you to try foam rolling. Who the fuck do you think you're talking to, bro? Foam rolling is bullshit. I've been rolling since house music was called techno. Save your lectures for that group of dudes in the total body sculpt class at 6:30 p.m. If you accept you have a problem and decide you want to try to fix your injuries and imbalances, then you're looking at tacking on another 30 minutes of not lifting into your workout, which could be spent hitting calves, which I didn't do in the first place because I used that extra 30 minutes for more sets of bench. But now I'm definitely not doing calves. Now I'll never have big calves. So I might as well keep benching. So yeah, my house may be crooked, but this is America. And you're damn right, I'm gonna keep making my house bigger and bigger until all the neighbors move the fuck out of my neighborhood. I'd rather be the Leaning Tower of Pisa than the perfectly straight bitch house of nobody gives a fuck. Chapter 40. How to be alpha all the time. You are a lion, and the gym is your kingdom. So how are you supposed to let people know about your muscles when they can't see your pump or don't know how much you can lift? Not even Einstein can answer that, but I can. The golden rule of being a forever alpha is to make sure you're flexing at all times. There are tons of opportunities to flex throughout the day when you're not in the gym. The goal is to be flexing so often that your body won't ever return to its unflexed state. It's like facing a bottle of Viagra that lasts forever. When applying deodorant, pop that shirt off, stare grimly into the mirror, and watch your lats pop as you apply. Have a bro snap a pic for maximum exposure. Brushing your teeth. Another bathroom gem. Push the brush hard into your gums. If you draw blood, that means you're doing it right. If you snap the toothbrush in half, that means you're definitely getting laid tonight. Leaning on things. When you lean on absolutely everything possible, you're telling the world how exhausted you are from crushing the gym all week. Best of all, you don't need to tell them with words. They are witnessing the greatness happen right in front of them. If you knock over a bookshelf or two, good. Reading a book. Don't actually read the book. Just hold it really tight so your forearms bulge out. Every time you turn a page, rip it out, because you're too strong to hold paper. Taking a nap. You grow in your sleep, so make sure you look alpha as fuck when the light's set. Lay on your back and engage full body flex. You'll eventually pass out from sheer exhaustion. When someone pulls up next to you in your car, hit them with the three-pointer. The three-pointer is when you grip the steering wheel with your left arm so your forearm is exposed. Your entire arm will be engaged and your tricep so big the sun will get scared. Fuck it, your traps are gonna be flexed out and your neck will look like some grated cheddar. When you shake someone's hand, look directly at your own arm. You stop caring about establishing eye contact the moment you started lifting. We all know, with arms like yours, where's everyone's eyes going anyway? You're like the chick in high school who came back after summer break with titty implants. Use a cocktail shaker, even if you don't know how to make a cocktail. It's a shake weight for booze. If you drop something, deadlift it back up. This doesn't have to be an accident either. Whoops, you just happened to drop a couple of garbage bags full of filled up water bottles in front of that chick down the hallway. How convenient. Don't open doors, row doors. If a door says push, pull. It's not directions, it's a challenge. This one has been right in front of you your entire life. You will never open the door the same way again, and for good reason. Who cares if your crew is already inside the club? Not you. You're getting four sets of rows in. Get out of a pool as many times as possible. Doesn't get much better than this. An actual reason to pop your shirt off. Plus water resistance training. Engage your arms, tighten your core, poke that chest out, and push out of the pool like the entire world is watching. Always offer to help your bro move, even if he's not moving. If you're a normal person, moving furniture sucks. If you're a superhuman, moving furniture is pure opportunity. Whenever your bro offers to lend a hand with that huge couch you voluntarily started moving, just toss him your phone and tell him to Snapchat that shit. Push it straight to your story. One up everyone on literally anything. Just as you have a bunch of opportunities to physically flex during the day, you also have plenty of chances to flex your ability to do better at everything than anyone else. Learn to one-up any chance you get. Life is one big PR for everyone to witness. For instance, when you're walking up the stairs, don't just skip one stair, skip two. You'll feel a good stretch in your hamstrings, and it will be fun winning against everyone else at the mall. Trust me. They'll be talking about you for years. Always remind people of your lifestyle and how big you are, in case their eyes forgot. Always carry your gym bag. A workout is always imminent in your world. If you're still in school, throw your JanSport in the trash and punch the shit out of your locker until it's unusable. Throw every single textbook into your oversized duffel bag to maximize pump value. Now you're walking around with like 100 pounds all day, every day. Make every shirt you have into a cutoff, even a vest. At this stage, you're doing the world a service by letting them witness your gains. Make it seem harder for you to fit through things than it actually is. You may be able to back your car out of your mom's garage, no problem, but there's no way in hell you can walk through it. Take up more space than you need, because you need it. If you're in the locker room, make it really difficult for other dudes to come within 5 feet of you. It's not weird, it's necessary. Don't forget to let everyone know how hardcore your diet is by making your protein shake in public whenever possible. Bonus points for interrupting conversation while doing it. Bring a gallon jug wherever you go, but always keep it only an eighth full. Filling it with water is always a start, but bring it home with some BCAAs to keep onlookers on their toes. Eat your reheated Tupperware meals in front of other people. Like, sorry bro, gotta eat this. Can't wait. Anabolic window. Keep talking, even though I can't even taste this. You want some? Nah, you won't like it. Don't have enough anyways. Just like my at-home pump workouts, being alpha all the time isn't very difficult. Opportunity is all around you, if you're willing to take it. Sure, you may lose some friends here and there, but you will gain gains. And those are your friends for life. Chapter 41. Most alpha chest exercises. So you head into the gym to beat your chest like King Kong with angina. But you have no idea what exercises you're gonna do. Let's be real for a sec. Who the fuck creates lifting routines anymore? Give it a rest, Jim Stepani. You're a gym rat now. You discovered the bodybuilding.com workout database in the tadpole stage. If you're a true bro, your idea of creating a workout routine involves walking straight in the gym and improvising a jam sesh. Just like your idea of romance is adding your latest Tinder match on Snapchat and warming up the conversation with a fresh, shirtless selfie. Hashtag, you get the full 10 seconds, baby. You're a man. You ain't got time to plan shit. The only plan you got is plan B. So when it comes to freestyling a workout, you're going to choose exercises based on two factors. Effectiveness and alphaness. Effective exercises are exercises that work that you should be doing, like front raises. Alpha exercises are exercises that get you huge that you always feel like doing, like bench. Here are the best chest exercises for looking alpha. Incline dumbbell press. Incline dumbbell is supposed to be harder than flat bench dumbbell, cause of the angle you're pushing from. But you're a freak of nature, and for some inconceivable reason, you're actually stronger on incline. So you always choose incline because you're stronger on incline. And you're stronger on incline because you never do flat. Because you always do incline. Because you're stronger on incline. See what I'm saying? And here's where it gets super alpha. People don't know that you're stronger on incline. So when they see you blasting out 80s on incline, they're thinking, this guy's got to do hundreds on flat. And just like that, you're benching hundreds with 80-pound dumbbells. Hashtag life hack. Cable flies. Cable flies are all show. Ipso facto, very alpha. Let me break it down. You are literally the center of attention. You are claiming both sides of one of the most popular and versatile pieces of equipment in the gym. You can do a ton of different exercises with the cables, but you're only ever doing one. When you prepare to do cable flies, you look like you're celebrating a win on stage. You look like Jesus on the cross, but more swole. To execute the movement correctly, pull the cables in like you're grabbing a pair of darts for a brainstorm, and bring them to the Thunderdome. If you look closely, you'll notice everyone in the gym is Myron. You should start charging them for this show. Weighted dips. Doesn't get much more alpha than weighted dips. You're adding weight to your body by a chain hanging from your dick to do an exercise that people can't do with the weight hanging from their bones. Throw your chain on, ascend the ladder, and dip your 90-pound nutsack in the earth's mouth. Django chained. And lastly, the most alpha of all exercises, bench. Having to explain why bench is alpha is like having to explain why masturbating feels good. A, you're creepy for asking, and B, if you have to ask, then you've never done it. There's a reason why how much you can bench has just edged out what's your name for most popular question in the world. It's because no one gives a shit what your name is unless it starts with 315, which makes you first in the alphabet. Chapter 42. Most Alpha Back Exercises. Back might not be the most exciting body part to lift. In fact, bro scientists have stated that back is the legs of the upper body. Meaning I'll usually skip it for a cooler body part like arms or chest. Or chest and arms. But what back lacks in being chest, it makes up for in pure strength and residual bicep pump. There's not much to think about. Just grab something and pull it. Basically, back is the hand job of workouts. So if you want to nut all over back's tits, then do these alpha back exercises and let the gym know the boss is here for business. Pull-ups. Pull-ups are one of the toughest exercises for regular people to do. But since you're a seasoned lifter at a solid 165 pounds, 100 pounds of which is waist up, you can bang out pull-ups like nothing is holding you down, like your legs. When you grab the pull-up bar, people will stop what they're doing and wait to critique your form. They want to see you fail. So when you bang out more than 10 pull-ups with good form, you'll be stunting on all these plebeians. If you really want to flex on these commoners, crush some weighted pull-ups. Doing weighted pull-ups is like saying, I'm too strong for my own body. Lat pull down. Racking the lat pull down is like pulling Excalibur from that rock or like lifting Thor's hammer. The closer you can get to the bottom of the stack, the more alpha you become. Make sure to constantly check the dude on the lat pull down next to you to see where his pin is. You won't be able to make out the numbers, but just make sure your pin is deeper. Wait for him to finish his set, then pull out your toaster and serve him up an alpha sandwich. Dumbbell row. It's easy to hate the dude working off the dumbbell rack unless that guy is you, which it is, and you're doing dumbbell rows. Quick nature lesson. What do animals in the wild do when they want to be the alpha male? They beat the shit out of the current alpha male, then land his chick while the herd watches. This is how you do a dumbbell row. Stand in front of some dude's mirror space, mount the rack, and butt-fuck the dumbbells he was using for bench. Stare at yourself in the mirror as your new pack watches behind you and bows down to the king. Cable row. One of the sickest exercises to see yourself doing. Except to see yourself doing it, you have to look in the mirror to the side of you. I will gladly snap my neck like a fucking glow stick to watch this one-man pump orgy go down. Deadlifts. Some people say deadlifts are for back day. Some people say they're for leg day. I say they're for another day. Don't really feel like deadlifting today. Pass. Barbell row. This is probably the heaviest back exercise you do. Load on those plates and forget about form. Just let it rip. It's not like you're bending over in a vulnerable position, dangling weight from your torso and yanking it towards your spine while supporting yourself with just your lower back. You know, since your hamstrings are closer to string cheese than they are actual hamstrings. Start the lift with a deadlift so people think you're just gonna deadlift that weight. Psych, you're rowing that shit. Bring Ashton Kutcher in here cause all you bitches just got punked. If the weight is too heavy to actually bend over, don't lower the weight. Just lean forward slightly and do a bent arm shrug. The key here is short T-Rex-like movements. Roll, roll, roll your back violently in the gym. Hit these exercises and you're gonna feel results. You're gonna feel huge when you leave the gym and you won't know why. Cause you can't see your back. But that doesn't mean that the chick who's standing behind you in line at Chipotle ain't staring a hole through your lats. Win. Chapter 43. Least Alpha Exercises. Almost all exercises serve a purpose. But that doesn't mean you should be doing them. It's like an adult riding a bicycle with a helmet on. Who are you? Robin Aaron from Game of Thrones? You still get breastfed, dog? I don't care if helmets work, they make you look like a pussy. Why bother riding the bike if you're just gonna look like a bitch doing it? Bro science isn't about doing what's best for fitness. It's about doing what's best for you. Because you are the best. And everyone needs to know it. Now I'm gonna beta test some exercises to see which ones you should avoid for your own good. Hip machines. I don't even know why I'm here, or why I need to be explaining this to you. First off, hip machines are for legs. And not the cooler parts like quads, which is like saying you're the coolest kid at the Renaissance Fair. Hip machines train the muscles that help you bear a child. Who cares how important hip abductors and adductors are for building strength? The only point to lifting legs, and I mean the only point, is to make them look bigger so people won't make fun of you when you're forced to wear shorts at the beach. So why are we now worried about leg strength? It's like doing the extra problems in the back of the math book so you can be better at math. What's the fucking point? You ever gonna need to squat 500 pounds at your goddamn cubicle during your fucking teleconference? What, are you gonna use the quadratic equation to figure out how many beers you need to buy for your bro trip to Canada? No, that's why it has the word quad in it. Because quad is Latin for useless. Hip thrusts. One of the best exercises for building glute strength, so you can deadlift more. And I don't mean more often, which is probably more important since you deadlift like once every 2 months and then hurt yourself because your glutes are too weak. Hip thrusts are also one of the best exercises for looking like a chick having a panty slid off and getting pounded in the mish. So unless you want to abort your manhood, better pull out and pull up. Assisted pull-ups or dips. Time for some word association. My therapist makes me do this. When I hear the word assisted, I think assisted living. In other words, a bunch of geezers who need help to stay alive. Is this you? Do you need help doing basic things, such as moving your own body weight? Okay, old guy from up, text me on your gigantic jitterbug cell phone when you decide to join the living. Fixed barbell bench. If you want a bench, but you're not strong enough to bench 135 with a barbell, you have two options. One, load up the barbell with smaller plates. This is like getting a blowjob with a condom on. Don't bother unless you're going to do the real thing. Two, bench with the fixed barbells that only go up to 115-pound max. This is like fingering a fifi with a condom on your fingers. You're not just unfit, you are unfit for society. Or option three, be fucking stronger. Tricep kickback. Chicks do this to try to tone their flabby underarms. Yeah, these are not bad for getting some tricep detail, but how often do you really do them? You ever get juiced up for a sick set of 20-pound kickbacks? Bent over with your ass out and your head up, looking like you're jacking off two dudes on either side of you? No way, bro. Bicep curl to shoulder press. This screams, I'm new to the gym and I saw a basketball player doing these on an ESPN clip. Doing bicep curls to shoulder press means you're grabbing any weight and just lifting in the first way that comes to mind. You're constantly looking at your own arms, confused, like, why am I doing this? Is this right? You're combining two things that are awesome on their own, but suck together. Like, blowback. Blow, awesome. Back, huge. Blowback, cost of doing business. Buddy curls. You think this is some sick, super bro shit, like you and your homie are double teaming his weight. But really, you look like you're slow dancing at an 8th grade homecoming and too shy to just fucking kiss. There is no point to this. Just put the weight on the floor and let him pick it up for his next set. Or just come out and be proud that you two ass bang each other. Shadow boxing with the weights. This is the same as the guy who practices his golf swing in the office. If you were good at golf or boxing, you wouldn't be doing them against the air. Anything on the Smith machine. There is no need for this. Using the Smith machine is like wearing a helmet on a stationary bike. You're losing your gains, you're going nowhere, and you look like a fucking narc. Leave the real drugs and the real weight to the cool kids. You're a gym rat now, and it's difficult for people to not see you. Hell, you're well on your way to becoming a monster. So the last thing you want to be seen doing are some beta boy movements. You're a leader, and dozens of beginner lifters watch your every move in the gym. Make sure you're setting them on the path of becoming alpha. Chapter 44. How to defeat your gym nemesis. It starts out as a normal day. Wake up at noon, shower, get back into bed, 30 minutes of just woke up selfies, 6-egg omelet, crush a season of Friday Night Lights, some chicken, then boom, gym time. Wait, spend another hour getting your look right, bro. Don't walk out that door looking like a noob. Okay, time to go. You walk into the gym and don't scan in because you're like T-Pain from Bartender. This has been your standard entrance since the gym bro stage. The staff may glare at you, but you're not about to change who you are. But this time, something's different. The dude at the front desk stops you. Bro, what the fuck? Do you know who I am? I'm beelining it, about to put this gym on the map with today's lift, and you're trying to block my pump? Are you crazy? I keep my cool. Could be some new guy. Shrug off this mishap, don't let it ruin the flow. But when you enter the weight room, you stop dead in your tracks. Something's off. The room is crowded, and you sense you're not the only one here. You scan the room. Couple of chicks reading Cosmo on the elliptical, some curl bros hoarding the 35s, a lost CrossFitter doing pull-ups. Things seem normal enough. Then you see him. A guy. A bro. And he's fucking lifting weight. Your weight. Who the fuck is this dude? Does he think he's better than you? Touching your weight on today of all days? On day? Not on your watch. Fuck this guy. This disgrace is officially your gym nemesis. Listen, anyone who works out as much as you do will eventually find a nemesis. It's just a way of life. Every superhero needs a villain to fuck up. At some point, you will meet your Venom. Except you want to be Venom. Spider-Man's a bitch. Let me break down what your nemesis looks like. He's a dude who is a similar size to you, similar build, sort of looks like you, probably crushes the same type of pussy as you, has the same style, but he's death biting yours. You two are competing in the same weight class. He is your direct competition. You have established yourself as the undisputed champ at 6 feet, 170 pounds, sort of cut, strong on incline dumbbell, and the bro that is in the dungeon every day from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. And now this poser is here, in your weight room. He's pretending like he's all minding his own business, but don't doubt for a second that he's trying to take your belt. Not today, Pacquiao. It's time to go on the offensive. Size him up from a distance. First, locate something to hide behind. This will be difficult given how fucking huge you are. I recommend stacking a bunch of jump boxes. Good. Now run through your checklist to make sure you aren't giving your gym nemesis any ill-conceived props. Arms, chest, shoulders. Am I bigger? Am I stronger? He's about to lift that. It's heavy. What's his form like? Damn, not bad. Still inconclusive, though. Back to his arms. Are they bigger? Am I taller? My dick is for sure. It is crucial that you find a way to pick apart this douchebag and bring him down so you can get back on top. As the famous astrophysicist and skipper of leg day, Stephen Balkin, has proven, space and time are relative, but pointless. The only thing that matters is mass, and mass is also relative. You are only big if you are bigger than something else that is also big. And as body dysmorphia dictates, You can't tell how big you are simply by looking at your muscles. You need a side-by-side analysis performed. Luckily, all